Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Airing 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, every Thursday on GabRadioNetwork.com. Simulcast.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. It's 23 after the hour. I'm the talk show host. You can't tell time. Jim Blasingame is my name. I admit it. Folks, if you don't laugh at yourself, you missed the best laughs of your life. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanna Brandy's here, too. She's our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust. Joanna, thanks again for being here. Author of a number of books on winning customers and staying positive and positive energizer. Joanna, you've got a program that will help people with the things that we're talking
come
about.
Come on. Yes.
PositiveEnergizer.com?
Yes, PositiveEnergizer.com. And it's a positive leadership program. It's based on the science of happiness and the work that's coming out of the field of applied positive psychology and how to apply that at work so you as a leader are helping to energize other people. I have a young gal that's working for me. She's a millennial. And she talked to me about her former job up in Atlanta, and she's still got many friends there. And apparently in the field that she was in, which has something to do with TV production, there aren't that many jobs available. So she's got a lot of friends that are literally stuck in their job, and it's sucking the life out of them. I mean, literally sucking the life out of them. They hate their jobs. They come home at the end of the day, no energy. You know, because
they go home and kick the dog, right?
Well, that kind of thing, yes. Yeah, because, you know, we pass along those, you have to be a certain age to understand that reference, by the way. I've learned that. And it's kick the cat. But energy is contagious. Emotions are contagious. So when you're at work and you're not being acknowledged, especially as a millennial, when you're not being acknowledged, when you're not being recognized, when you're not being listened to, when you're not being heard, when you don't feel like you're part of what you're doing, it depletes your energy. So it's an energy drain. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, when you have the right kind of leader who recognizes who you are, sees your strengths, plays to your strengths, gives you a lot of feedback that's constructive and positive in nature, not creative, what do they call it, constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. Criticism is not constructive. It's demeaning. You can give feedback that's constructive in nature and helps coach people to the goal you're trying to get them to achieve. But we've accepted this idea, and I'm going to listen to your next guest because I want to listen for that word. We've accepted this idea that constructive criticism is good. Nobody feels good being criticized, whether it's constructive or not. I don't mind being coached. In fact, I love being coached to the next level of my bestness.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody that's there to criticize me doesn't feel like he's there, that he or she is there for my best benefit.
So, what do you say to people who say, you know, we all need to put our big boy, big girl pants on and deal with it?
Well, you know what? I think we're coming to realize, you mentioned before the break, you know, what's the difference between positivity at home and positivity at work? You know, there isn't. There isn't. It's a way that you look. It's a lens you put on to look at the world. You either look at what's right and what's strong, or you look at what's wrong and what's weak. It's a lens. It's the optimism-pessimism lens. When, you know, if you're pessimistic at home, chances are you're going to be pessimistic at work. Unless you're surrounded by optimistic people that are able to lift you, chances are it's how we see the world. It's how we see the world. And these days, and I will admit, I'm a happiness coach, I will admit that with all the negativity out there and all the pain and all the grief and all the suffering, it's difficult to rise above that and to wake up in the morning and say, I choose happiness. I choose positivity.
But yet I know companies that can pull this off. That people, I mean, I actually talked to a lady one time with a company I was working with. She said, I hate Fridays. I said, how come? She said, because I can't come back to work till Monday.
Yeah, and they do that through their culture. They do that.
There's no question about it.
Yeah, and that's the most important.
It's a happiness culture that company has.
It's a happiness culture. It's
because here's the bottom line of that company. Nobody ever shows up at that company wondering if there's a gotcha waiting on them in a manager's office.
Yeah.
I've never seen.
I want to know this.
Never seen any company. I mean, I've never seen a manager, any employee, be delivered a gotcha. And that's rare in America today, I think.
That's very rare.
It's not rare. It's not rare on Main Street. Because we see our people, we talk to our people.
Yeah.
No small business employee should be surprised.
No.
About anything. We're just too close to them.
That's right. But the larger the organization the more people become things called human capital, or even worse, because I've seen, I've consulted with so many hundreds of companies, labor.
Yeah.
So when they cut people out and they take people's jobs away, what they do is they cut labor.
Well, see, you're onto something, in my opinion, that's the solution to what's wrong with it, with capitalism right now.
Mm.
Corporate America is ruining capitalism.
Oh.
Because capitalism is nothing without the people. And when you treat people like they're dispensable, like they're a machine that can be, tossed away, when you treat people like that, which corporate America has been doing now, especially since 2008,
mm-hmm.
when you start doing stuff like that, you're ruining capitalism, and capitalism is the tide that floats all boats.
Yeah, but there's corporate there's capitalism with what you and I are doing, what small companies are doing, and when I was thrilled last week, a gentleman is purchasing 7 copies of the Positive Leader.
Right.
For his people, and he runs an ESOP, which makes me very happy because his employees own the company, and they want to get better.
PositiveEnergizer.com, right?
You got it.
Check it out, folks. That's where you find her program. Hey, Joanna, good job. Come back soon.
I will.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.